There's a lot of teaching now from the non-dual perspective, and there's traditional Buddhist approaches to the non-dual, like Dzogchen, is the main one you might know about from Tibetan Buddhism. There's some of it in the Thai Forest tradition and Theravada Buddhism. And then there's traditions like Advaita Vedanta and the Hindu tradition. There are non-dual approaches in Islam with Sufism and in Christianity with Father Thomas Keating and some of the teachers in that tradition. So non-dual practice is very much part of spiritual life. And then now you have kind of post-Buddhist teachers, people who maybe were in the Buddhist tradition who don't teach out of that tradition, like Adyashanti. And so I don't know, you might be curious about, well,
Peter, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've been seeing a lot of comments on the chat that people can't hear you and that you're not showing up as speaker.
I'm not showing up as speaker. Okay, thanks. So, can you just give me a thumbs up if you can hear me? It seems like most of you can, but I can check my volume.
You're very faint, Peter.
Okay.
You're faint. You're not. We've got our volume all the way up, but we still can't hear you as well as we should.
Okay, let me check my settings here. Okay, yeah, the mic was down. So is this better? Okay, thank you for interrupting. That was important. Okay, so. And I read something last time, which I'll just do a little snippet of from the non-dual perspective of practice. And this is coming from a Tibetan Buddhist meditation master from the 20th century, Gendun Rinpoche. He wrote, "Happiness cannot be found through great effort and willpower." And if everyone could please make sure you're muted because I'm hearing somebody, at least one person is not muted, so thank you. "Happiness cannot be found through great effort and willpower, but is already present in open relaxation and letting go. Don't strain yourself. There's nothing to do or undo. Whatever momentarily arises in the body-mind has little reality whatsoever. Why identify with it and become attached to it, passing judgment on it and ourselves?" Don't strain yourself. There's nothing to do or undo. Far better to simply let the entire game happen on its own, springing up and falling back like waves without changing or manipulating anything. And notice how everything vanishes and reappears magically again and again, time without end. Only our searching for happiness prevents us from seeing it. Wanting to grasp the ungraspable, you exhaust yourself in vain. As soon as you open and relax this tight fist of grasping, infinite space is there, open, inviting, comfortable. Make use of this spaciousness, this freedom, and natural ease. Don't search any further. Don't go into the tangled jungle looking for the great awakened elephant who is already resting quietly at home in front of your own hearth. Nothing to do or undo, nothing to force, nothing to want, and nothing missing. Wow. Sounds awesome, right? What a relief. Nothing to do. Just relax. Sorry, I'm just having a little issue with my notes here. And in a way, we could think of awakening as the deepest relaxation there is. Relax on every level, physically, cognitively, emotionally, spiritually. And you know how to relax the body. We all know how to let the muscles loosen. Do you know how to relax your mind? The way we relax our minds is we accept what is. We don't argue with reality. We just show up for what is. And Gendun Rinpoche is really alluding to this relaxation side of awakening. And it's really talking about effortless practice. And effortless practice is the practice of awareness, but without effort, without focus. Recognizing that if we're not distracted, awareness just is. Awareness happens. And what's amazing to see, and it's a great awakening to see, is it's not me being mindful. It's not me being aware. All we really have to do is be undistracted, and then we see that. Now, being undistracted is a very difficult thing to do. But when the non-dual approach, so the frame of mindfulness practice in the Theravada Buddhist tradition mostly is taught in a dualistic frame. Dualistic meaning I'm over here, the object of my meditation is over there. It's dual. There's me here noticing my breath there, me here noticing my body there, me here noticing sounds there. There's a dualism. Now, it's very skillful dualism, and it really beats spinning around in greed, aversion, and delusion. But ultimately, that needs to be dropped, where we can see that there's not a me here being mindful. Mindfulness just happens when we're not distracted. We'll see that. And then that's a tremendous relaxation. Really, the linchpin of our belief in our separateness is that I'm the knower. We can get a lot of insights like, well, I'm not really my body and I'm not really my thoughts because thoughts come and go, but I'm definitely the one here that's conscious, like I'm consciousness. And so it's very powerful to see that our mindfulness or our awareness doesn't need effort or focus. It can just happen. And Gendun Rinpoche is alluding to when we experience that, there's nothing to do or undo. We can just totally relax. And I love what I heard a Theravada Buddhist monk say from Canada, who's ordained in the Thai forest tradition. He said, our suffering takes energy to maintain. Our suffering basically is non-acceptance. And so if we just completely relax and completely let go, we discover, like Gendun Rinpoche is talking about, the great elephant we're searching for is already here in open relaxation and letting go. And there's this natural ease of mind and this natural sense of belonging. So how do dual approaches and non-dual approaches fit together? And really, we can boil it down to effort. Like I said, non-dual approaches, it's awareness practice, but there's no effort and there's no focus. It's sort of like mindfulness has effort and focus, and I sort of liken it to like a flashlight at night. You know, we have night vision, we have normal consciousness. We can kind of dimly see our lives and how things are. Mindfulness is like a flashlight where we, you know, it's a special way of being conscious where we can look around and really see what our life is like. And that, you know, we have to turn on the light and then we point it, we move it around and look at things. So that takes effort and focus. Now, to further the analogy, non-dual awareness is recognizing that there's just a light on. It's like if we're at a campsite with our flashlight, it's like having a lantern that's just on, and there's the lantern is just illuminating everything, and there's no effort or focus. The way they fit together is it's awareness practice. So when you look at all those different traditions, you know, I named in different approaches, they're forms of awareness practice. And mindfulness is a form of awareness practice involving effort and focus. The non-dual approaches don't have effort or focus. It's just opening up to pure illumination, pure knowing. So that, you know, Gendun Rinpoche's writing just sounds so appealing, right? Nothing to do, just relax and let go. So why not just do that? Why do we have dualistic approaches to meditation? Because a lot of times, if you just relax and completely let go with no effort or focus, it's just going to be business as usual. And our mind is, you know, in all kinds of distracted, discursive thought, resisting experience, not accepting it, and suffering. And so it's really skillful to recognize, oh, you know, can I just relax, completely let go without effort or focus in my meditation and actually be aware? Great, then do that. But really recognize if that's just a bunch of distraction and discursiveness, that's not working and it's not available to you in that moment. So you really need effort and focus. So our effort and focus in a dualistic approach of mindfulness is very important and very skillful. And the way the two fit together is just recognizing, is the mind in a place where it can just relax and let go, or does it need something more structured? So there's really no conflict. It's all awareness practice. Use effort when you can't rest in pure awareness. Drop the effort when pure awareness exists. And then don't, for many people who practice, you know, in our kind of traditional mindfulness approaches, don't even worry about, well, yeah, but shouldn't I be opening to the non-dual? Our dualistic practice heads there over time. Absolutely, because that's what awakening is. It really is opening deeply to this recognition of pure awareness and having that recognition be stable. So I think I will just stop with that.